This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first week of the 2022 legislative session.
Would everyone in the Senate and our guests in the upper chambers please rise for a prayer?
The second regular session of the 101st General Assembly begins the same as most new sessions do, but what lawmakers want to accomplish is a little different.
There's a lot of people looking at these maps and wondering exactly where these districts are going to be drawn.
I think a lot of people in the legislative process just want fairness.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says he believes redistricting needs to be settled first.
We've got to get it done because of the delay in the census data. We're kind of behind the process, and so hopefully we can get this taken care of, get it done in a timely manner.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City adds he believes redistricting should be about fairness.
And I hope that going into this redistricting process that we can do a better job at reflecting where the state is actually at.
I don't think that's going to go away.
Kevin Strickland is now out of prison, an innocent man who served over 40 years in prison, wrongfully convicted.
Senator Schatz says he sees potential for legislation relating to so-called mask or vaccine mandates.
I'm not against the vaccines. I understand that, but I think that's a choice that you should have with your physician and your family, and the decision should be made there, and it shouldn't be the government being involved in making that decision for you.
Senator Rizzo says he would like to see a change in state statute to help people like Kevin Strickland, who was released last year from prison following 40 years behind bars.
And since they are technically not finishing a prison sentence, they don't qualify for all the services that the state would normally give to someone who has, say, finished a prison sentence.
I have spoken with the Medicaid director, and I think that's going to be an ongoing conversation.
Oh, I think the legislature always has something to say about Medicaid expansion. They have for a long time.
Senator Schatz also says he does not believe we have heard the last on Medicaid.
But I still think we need to do some reforms. There's things that we can do to improve that system. We want to make sure that it's a viable system because it is one of the largest growing areas of the budget and the costs continue to run up.
Senator Rizzo says the legal side of Medicaid expansion in Missouri has been handled.
If, in fact, the majority wants to play games with funding or whatever it might be, I'd imagine that'll be a quick injunction. The courts will force the legislature to pay.
I think that's a start.
We're going to see a huge influx into our transportation community.
Senator Schatz says he believes it was necessary to add to transportation funding last year.
We've basically been treading water for many years right now, just barely maintaining the system. And so this is a good starting point. Obviously, it's going to give us an influx of resources to be able to draw down federal funds.
Senator Rizzo adds infrastructure has always been a priority with the legislature.
There are so many things that we've needed to do for a very long time, and we have tried to get a revenue stream across the goal line in the legislature for quite a while.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday.
Session will resume on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.